Imagine two young black men are walking down the street. They're dressed neatly with a hip-hop flair. One has his hair neatly cornrowed. The other man has a tapered afro. They walk with a swagger. You look at them and they study you. You try to hold stereotypes at bay, but the urge to pigeonhole along racial lines can get the best of us.
Here, you can hold the battery, okay?
$10 says she calls you in the car.
Wait. You see what that woman just did? You see that?
Why, she's cold.
She got colder as soon as she saw us, though.
Aw, man, come on, don't start.
Man, look around you, man. You couldn't find a whiter, safer, or better lit part of this city right now. But yet this white woman sees two black guys who look like UCLA students strolling down the sidewalk, and her reaction is blind fear? I mean, look at us, dog. Are we dressed like gangbangers? Huh? No. Do we look threatening? No. Fact, if anybody should be scared around here, it's us. We the only two black faces surrounded by a sea of over-caffeinated white people patrolled by the trigger-happy LAPD. So you tell me, why aren't we scared?
The highly anticipated movie Crash hits movie theaters this weekend. I talked with two of the stars of the movie, Lorenz Tate and Chris Bridges, who is better known as the rapper Ludacris. Tate says his decision to participate in the film was finalized after a telephone conversation.
I actually got a call from Don Cheadle, the producer of the film. And Don told me about this amazing piece that I'm going to be blown away by. And I trust Don because I've been knowing him for years, but I had no idea to what level this movie would be. And when I read it, I was floored. And basically, I told Don Cheadle, I said, how are we going to get this movie made? I mean, it's so honest, it's so provocative, it's so unpredictable, it's so real. And oftentimes when I read these kinds of movies, which is rare, you know that they're not going to get made because sometimes Hollywood just don't take chances like this. And we knew that this movie was going to have to be done independently. But I told Don, I said, if you're in it, you're on board, if you trust the writer, director, Paul Haggis, just give me a call when you have two nickels and a penny, and I'll be there, brother.
Lorenz, give us a sense of what the movie is. One of the things that I keep reading about it is the fact that it is very real in its sensibilities, in particular things like violence and race in this country today.
Well, I mean, the movie is a very interesting roller coaster. It's an emotional roller coaster because what we're dealing with is some issues that we don't often get a chance to talk about, that racial tension that still exists, that sort of ignorance that's hidden in between the lines of our everyday lives, man, that we live. And this sort of sets a platform for us to take a look at ourselves in the mirror for all the preconceived notions that we have about one another, be it that you're from a different ethnicity, be it that you are from a different social class, sexual preference. It's one of those movies that you definitely will look at yourself in the mirror, man, and you have all these ethnicities sort of crashing into one another because, as you know, a crash is accidental. It's unpredictable, and that's what these lives sort of go through. They all sort of crash into one another.
Chris, how much could you truly identify with your character? One of the things that we find in your character is the fact that he's concerned that everybody views young black men as thugs. And even though the character in and of itself is a little shady, I suspect that there were things that you could see that we all live, those of us who are black and male and of a certain age, live with.
Yeah, I could identify with him, you know, for not 100%, but, you know, there were definitely parts of him that I identify with, like him just being so militant and so intelligent and just trying to, you know, make a, like being conscious of what's going on around the world and make sense of it and put it into his own, you know, ideas and thoughts. And so with that being said, I definitely could identify with that, and I just took a part of myself and made it whole with that person.
By your work, you're setting an example for our neighborhood, sort of like a big brother kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you laugh, man, but you have never seen me steal from a black person ever in your life. What the hell do you think you're doing right now, man?
Waving down the bus.
Man, put your hand down, dog. Are you out of your mind? You actually expect me to get on a bus?
No, I was hoping we could push your car across town. You know why? Because we just don't do stuff like that no more.
You have no idea, do you? You have no idea why they put them great big windows on the sides of buses, do you?
Why?
One reason only. to humiliate the people of color who are reduced to riding on it.
I didn't know that.
And you know you can fill the Staples Center with what you don't know.
Oh, you know the Kings are playing tonight.
You don't like hockey. The only reason you say you do is to piss me off.
Love hockey.
Chris, did you need to feel that you had to prove yourself being the unknown commodity? A lot of people have questioned whether or not rappers are getting a leg up based on, obviously, their popularity. But did you feel the need to prove that you could be in the game?
Definitely, which is why I worked so hard, you know, with the part and did my homework and soaked up what was going on around me on set. So to answer your question, yes, definitely.
Lorenz, a lot of downtime for making movies, and maybe not on this budget. I'm sure you moved a lot faster than normal. But was there a time for the ensemble to talk about race? Did this allow it to happen perhaps more than it would have if you guys were just sitting around and doing a different kind of movie?
Yeah, I mean, the scheduling was a bit challenging, but the time that we did spend together, be it in rehearsals, in between scenes, we did get a chance to talk about a lot of different things. And it was really just an affirmation of what is already on our minds and what's on our conscience about these kinds of issues. And I guess the dialogue between us was more or less like about time. And that's why we all showed up. About time we have a story to tell and play characters that have meaning, that characters that are flawed, that not only they are victims, but they are also the culprit behind some of these hang-ups that we have. The movie was really good because, and the experience was really good because we're not dealing with just black or white. We're dealing with everything in between, Latinos, Asians, people from the Middle East, you name it. Everybody is incorporated in this movement, in this film. And so we all just was just excited to be there. It wasn't about money, man. That was the biggest thing. We was like, yo, we ain't here for no money. We're here to really perform and do something that speaks to our spirits.
Lorenz Tate and Ludacris star in the movie Crash. The movie hits theaters this weekend. I also asked both men about future projects and talked with Ludacris about his ongoing feud with television host Bill O'Reilly. O'Reilly pushed to have the rapper removed as a spokesperson for Pepsi. To hear my extended conversation, go to our website at npr.org.